Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You know, that was produced by one of my good friends, Mr. Dexter Wansell. Well, let me tell you guys, this has been the craziest week. First of all, I'm broadcasting live on Facebook, and I'm at blogtalkradio.com because guess what? I have another delivery that's supposed to come today. And, of course, I have no choice but to be home. So I am doing something that I've never done before. And of course, my poodle Puffy is what you hear in the background. So this is the first time I've ever went live on Facebook while recording and broadcasting my radio show. But tonight we are going to be kicking it with the legendary Smooth B. The legendary Smooth B is a talented musical genius from the group Nice and Smooth. And he will be on the radio show here at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. So if you're interested in speaking with him, he'll be calling in at 8 o'clock. We'll be bringing some of the old music that you know him from when he was in the group Nice and Smooth. And now he's doing it and doing it well on his own as the legendary Smooth B. Now, we will discuss his career and the music he created that the world loved. Nice and Smooth is an East Coast hip-hop duo from New York that consists of Gregory O., Greg Nice Mays, born May 30th, 1967, and Daryl O., Smooth B. Barnes, born August 3rd, I won't tell his age, plus their DJ, DJ Teddy Ted Whiting. The duo released four albums between 1989 and 1997. Their first collaborative appearance was on the single Dope on the Road, Skill Trade, on Strange Family Records in 1987. So I'm going to kick it with you guys a little later, but I want y'all to hear some of my favorite Nice and Smooth music, and I'll be right back. Don't forget to call in the show, 516-453-9097, 516-453-9097, and you can speak to Smooth B. We'll be right back.
I'm rich.
It's just a night of nice and smooth. And I'm also going to play the solo release of the song Before that he recorded. And he also did some remixes with the Outlaws. I'm telling you, this guy has not missed a beat. Now, you hear it of Drake being like the rapper that sings, but the first person that I know that ever did that was Smooth B. Well, to be honest, it was DJ Hollywood that used to mix on the turntables, rap, and then sing. But as far as making a whole bunch of records, rapping and singing, I got to give it to Smooth B. He's the one that's going to be known as the pioneer of that. And that sound that he makes that lets you know it's him, it's like a mixture of jazz with a little smooth R&B with a little doo-wop. So we're going to figure out how, where he get his influences from. And when he calls in, we have 17 more minutes, he'll be calling in. So you guys, if you want to physically speak to him, you need to call in at 516-453-9097 so that you'll be queued up in the queue so you'll be able to speak to him. Now, there's a line that he says just now in the record that we just played that says, when the tour quits, come back with more hits. As you know, I'm on my Literary Ladies book tour. Not only do I produce Celebrity Showcase TV, not only do I host and produce Hear No Evil on blogtalkradio.com, but I also have a podcast called The Really Real Talk, which is on anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple, and about five other podcasts. And guess what? We're now in Italy, Ireland, and Russia. Go figure. But if you're online, you can see it, you can hear it in anywhere. So this broadcast tonight, I'm going to upload it to the podcast, and then I'm going to also air it on Celebrity Showcase with Clip Art, so you'll hear the interview that he and I will do. And as I said before, I have been extremely busy. As you know, I created an app called the Wear app, W-H-E-R-E app. And basically, it's an informational, directional app that consists of interstate highway info. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I use a GPS, it's either too fast or too slow. So you can actually miss an exit. So what I have done was created an app that has all of the interstate highways, all of the parkways, as well as restaurants, as well as great places to play, like if you have children, or if you just want to visit parks. I have the link to the park, all the parks in New York City. And believe me, there's acres and acres and acres of parks, as well as a point of entry for female inventors, because there are a lot of products that we use today that have been created by females, and as well as males that you never even knew they created these items. So I thought it was very important that I highlight female inventors, because I'm a techie type person. You know, I create websites. I edit my own TV show. I edit my podcast. And I design websites for small businesses. You can check out some of the websites that I've designed when you go to literaryladiesbooktour.com. I have a link to all of my businesses as far as my radio show, my TV show, my podcast, my books, which I have written 9, and you can go to Literary Ladies Book Tour and get my books, or you can actually put your phone right now to the screen and scan this QR code, and you can go right to my books. So if you're watching and you don't feel like going to Sisters Uptown Bookstore to get my books, or you don't feel like going to lulu.com searching for me, you can just scan that QR code that's right there. And for all of my Facebook Live individuals, and you can buy my books. And I'll be reading July 17th at Sisters Uptown Bookstore in Harlem from the book, my children's book called Ice Cream Stories Mall Adventures. And Ice Cream Stories Mall Adventures was inspired by my twins when they were toddlers. And so I'm going to be reciting some excerpts from there. And if you want to order the book and have me autograph it, that would be fun. And my new cover has been edited by Nicole Burke, who is actually a great artist, and she just happens to be a very unique individual, Hispanic Italian girl who happens to be my foster child, and she's graduating and going to college, and I'm so proud of her. She's going to be a nurse, but she has this uncanny eye for art, and so she redid the cover, and hopefully the prints of the new cover will be available July 17th. But if not, we will still have the original Ice Cream Stories. And guess what? Elmis Fañez has translated Ice Cream Stories for me into Espanol. So I'm very excited about that. That my books will be, that book will be translated. Now, I also have some books that you some of you are familiar with, Deadbeat, Take Care of Your Damn Kids, The Life of a Black Urban Park Ranger, Don't Be Stupid, Advice for Young People and a Few Old Fools, The Harlem Poet, and Hip Hop Before the Bling. Hip Hop Before the Bling highlights, basically, it's almost like a memoir, which includes my experiences with some of the legends of hip hop and R&B, as well as other individuals that are in the music industry, as well as TV production. It also highlights my life as a model. It also highlights my life as a producer, working with Donald D and Straight and Gene Griffin, and being in a group and working with Kurt Woodley, who was managing Mary J. Blige, and my experience managing Melissa Thomas, who was on the New Jack City soundtrack, singing on the song Lyrics to the Rhythm, produced by Grandmaster Flash. So it basically talks about my experience in the music, the fashion world, and pictures of me with individuals that I interviewed when I became the first female host producer of any hip-hop music video talk show ever on Paragon Cable. And most of those people became famous, and some of them were my friends. I also highlight my life as a lyricist, which I used to write songs with Barry B of the Get Fresh Crew, and Donald D. Bowden. And, of course, you know, Donald D. produced Malira Jones, SWV, Elise Simmons, and B-Fat. So I've had, like, my hands in a few things. I also tried managing a recording artist who happened to be a designer, and I invested in a company called Wheat Bread, and that was created by Chandra Payton, also known as the rapper Deja Vu. But you know her now as the designer of the Dolphina France Couture line, and she's world famous now. We have a caller calling from a 443 area code. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Yeah, this is me. Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you very well. Who am I speaking with? Who is me?
Yeah, this is Gil, man. This is Gil T, the one and only. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Darlene?
How are you, Gil T? I'm on Facebook Live as well as on the air on blogtalkradio.com. And thank you for calling in. And tonight's guest will be calling in about 8 minutes. And I hope you'll hold on and stay with me and, you know, and talk. So let the listening audience know who you are. First, let's talk about your mom.
Okay, all right.
So let my listening audience know who you are.
You know, my name is Gil. You know, they call me Guilty. Some people call me Thoroughbred. And that's who I am. Well,
and so let my listening audience know how you got involved with music, if that's what
I tell you, first I would love to tell the audience, you know, Darlene was somebody that was running a lot of showcases. This was like a while ago, probably like over 10 years ago. And, you know, she gave me an opportunity, you know, she had all these public access channels. And, you know, I performed on her showcases like a lot of times. And then also, you know, over time, you know, I connected with her cousin. And, you know, I just been around, like, you know, the family, like her brother is a good friend of mine and her other cousin, Kevin. And, you know, over time, we spent a lot of time around each other, became like family. So I'm very happy to be tuned in and to be seeing all this good stuff that you doing. You know what I'm saying, darling?
So are you saying that prior to you doing the showcases, you weren't into entertainment?
Oh, nah, I'm not saying that at all. You know, prior to doing the showcases, I was pretty much just a rapper coming up in Jefferson Projects. You know, we had people in Jefferson Projects that, you know, some of them got more exposure and some got less. But, you know, there was always a lot of talent, you know, mm-hmm. was trying to get in the shows and showcases. And, yeah, you're probably like those to go. You're probably like within my first, I don't know, dozen. I'm the kind of guy that they used to like, you know, me and all my friends from Harlem, you know, they within my circle, they used to bring me down to like different projects. And I would, you know, back in the days, it wasn't really like considered battling in our minds. It was kind of mm-hmm. like verse for verse, but there was always, you know, a lot of people around us, crowds around us. But like, you know, I don't know. I just spent a lot of time just, you know, just rapping it and a lot of ciphers. But as far as getting into the shows, yeah, Darlene, you was like, you know, within my first dozen shows that I did was something that you helped put together. And, you know, that was cool, man. I always remember that.
Yeah, I remember you did our gong show where I hosted B-Fast and Starsky was the DJ, Peace Be Upon.
Yeah, Love Bug Starsky, that's right.
Yeah,
you know?
And we did that at Entertainers Sports Bar, thanks to Greg and Gusto and Willie of Willie Burgers, because he made it all happen. And I actually have that footage because the judges basically was Pebbly Poole, the first female solo rapper, Reggie Reg of the Craft Crew, and Yoda. You know, Yoda passed away.
Yeah,
last year. So you know, him and Starsky are legends, and now they're gone to be with the Unique Creator. And so when I look at that footage, you know, it saddens me a little bit. But you can always go to selfie.com/celebrity showcase, where I created a streaming portal similar to Netflix, and I have innovative footage on there. Because I'm not begging Netflix to, you know, I didn't want to beg Netflix to, like, you know, house my stuff. I decided, you know, I watched Monique go through what she was going through, and I was like, well, if they're only going to give her $500,000 and she's an Oscar winner, what are they going to do with me? I might as well do this myself, you know, and because I'm a film, you know, graduate of college film, you know, certain things just come naturally to me. So I decided to find a portal where I can upload my unique footage. And you'd be surprised how many interviews I have on there that's for sale right now. I also have the audio book of Hip Hop Before the Bling on there. And speaking of Hip Hop Before the Bling, tonight's guest, when he calls in, is the one and only legendary Smooth B of the group, Nice Smooth. So we're going to be waiting for his call. And we will be right back. So hold on, okay? Thank you.
Spend it all, I have not.
Inner City Blues. You know, you can never get enough of Marvin Gaye. You know, that intro is fire. I've been thinking about sampling that and reciting some poetry on there. And speaking of poetry, the segment of this show, oh, it looks like we have a caller calling in from an 818 area call. Is that the one and only legendary Smooth B?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice and smooth.
How you feel?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? I'm great. How are you?
I'm so glad that you called in. Welcome. We already have an anxious caller that have already called in, and this is Gil T that we've been kicking and talking about his musical career. His mother used to write for the Fifth Dimension. And so.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yo, it's a wonderful situation. And he also rapped on the theme song of a song that I wrote and produced with my cousin for my TV show, Celebrity Showcase. But enough about me. How about you? What's going on?
Yeah.
I heard before. We're going to play that tonight.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Is beautiful.
Thank you.
We already talked about your bio, but for people that's calling in, let them know who you are, what you're about, and what you got going on now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm the legendary Smooth B. I'm the founder of the legendary group Nice and Smooth with Greg Nice. I've been in the music industry for like over 30 years, man. And I just put in work. I've bust my pen over the years. I've written for and with various artists from Bobby Brown, and I worked with Teddy Riley. I worked with a lot of people in the industry, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, this is what I love to do. I'm from the Boogie Down Bronx, and I got new material out right now as we speak, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like it's an actual dream, you know, something that I wanted to always do in terms of having my own label, my own situation. My label is called Barnes Entertainment Music Group, BEMG, in association with Big Eye God Enterprises. That's my business partner, Big Eye God, and my manager. And, I mean, you know, I dropped something, this song called Before, last May. And then I did a remix with the Outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another remix in Spanish. And, you know, both singles, the original single of Before went number one. It went gold. The second single, also the remix with the Outlaws, also went gold. And then that held the number three place on the DRT charts at the same time as another single that I have called Summer Cry went number one. And I'm about to shoot the video for Summer Cry. So it's been
wow.
a great year, you know?
So you've been, now, you know what? Unlike many legends and MCs from the golden age of hip-hop,
yes.
you've been able to transition into publishing, writing for other artists,
yes.
and becoming
yes.
a solo artist that's very relevant. But let me ask you something. When you first started
sure.
out, because the stories uh-huh. that I hear is that you started out working various jobs, and Dr. Ice of UTFO, you knew him, and then you ended up going someplace and meeting Bobby Brown, and next thing you know,
yes.
you
yes.
writing for Bobby Brown, which is
yes.
incredible. Please tell me that story.
Yes.
How did it all happen?
Oh, man. Man, it was amazing, you know. To add on to what you were saying, yes, this is the 80s, and I had various jobs, you know what I'm saying? I came from a very strong background as far as my family and just hustlers, man. Everybody put their work in, you know. So I was raised around a strong work ethic, and I just had all types of jobs, man, from receptionist to construction work to UPS. Like, I had all types of jobs. And at this one particular time, I was looking for work, and I was down on 42nd Street, and I ran into a friend from high school. Matter of fact, let me go in this other room, because I'm actually, you know, I stay working. I'm in the studio as I'm speaking to you. Hold on, let me go in this other room. Hold on for a minute. Hold on for 1 second, sis. I don't want no interruptions. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm putting the finishing touches on my album as we speak. But
wow.
So around about 1985, I got a job as a messenger, and I'm down in Midtown. My boy Mike White, you know, he went to my high school, and he knew my whole plight as far as music, you know, because when I was in high school, I had formed a crew in high school. So everybody knew I could rhyme and all of that, and so I happened to run into him a few years later after high school, and he was the supervisor at this, you know, this messenger company and all of that, right? So he gave me he got me a job, and the money was good. I was surprised. I was like, oh, word? Oh, they getting a little bag over here. So I started doing it, and at that time, you know, I was making demos. I was in my demo stage. So
right.
I would read the back of the album covers, and it would have the addresses of the record companies. So I came up with this brainstorm. I said, all right, if I was a messenger, then I knew where some of the record companies were. I could make my demo, and while I'm delivering packages, maybe I could drop some of my demos off and, you know, get on, you know. So this one particular day, and it was Mixmaster Ice. Mixmaster Ice was the DJ of UTFO, and he was very instrumental. And Dr. Ice was also instrumental, and I'll tell you how. You know, it's interesting. So long story short, I had met Mixmaster Ice, and this is funny how God works. I had met Mixmaster Ice like 3 weeks before I actually met Bobby Brown. And I rhymed for him, and they had Roxanne, you know, they had their album out, and they was platinum.
Uh-huh.
You know, they was some fly dudes, and the MCs were dope. And so Mixmaster Ice was like, yo, you dope, man. And, you know, to me at that point in time in my life, that was a confirmation that I needed. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you're an up-and-coming artist, when you hear established artists tell you that you're dope, then it gives you that, you know, it gives you that hope, you know,
mm-hmm.
and motivation. So lo and behold, this one rainy day, I didn't want to go to work, and I was walking up 7th Avenue in Midtown, and I stopped in this little pizza shop. And when I was in the pizza shop, I looked across, you know, I looked out the window, and I saw Mixmaster Ice standing on the corner. So I was like, yo, wait, hold up. That's Mixmaster Ice. So I come out the pizza shop. And I'm like, it was Famous Rays, you know. I came out the pizza shop, and I was like, yo, Mix. And he looks, because it was drizzling by now. The rain had slowed down, and I was actually stopped in the pizza shop for the rain to slow up. So as it started to slow up, ironically, I noticed him. I come out, I see him. I'm like, yo, Mix, what's up? He like, yo, Small, what you doing? And I was like, I came across the street. I was like, yo, dude. I said, I'm a messenger and all that. And it was ironic because when I had the conversation with him, he told me that he used to be a messenger. So that was even more trippy for me, you know. So I'm running to him. I'm like, what's up? He said, what you doing? I said, I'm a messenger. Then he said it to me again. I'm a messenger. I said, yeah, I remember you told me. He said, I used to be a messenger. I said, yeah. I said, I remember you told me that. He said, I'm waiting for Bobby Brown. So when he said Bobby Brown, you just knew New Edition, you know, at that time. Everybody just knew New Edition. And, you know, it's Bobby, Mix, you know, Robbie, Bobby, Mickey, and Mike. You know what I'm saying, right? But I didn't know his name like Bobby Brown. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, waiting for Bobby Brown. So I said, that sounds familiar. And he was like, yeah, for New Edition, you know. And I was like, oh, word? And he said, yeah. So Bobby comes downstairs, and he introduces me to him, and he goes, yo, check this out. This kid named Smooth B, man. He's from the Bronx. He's a dope MC like that. And Bobby was like, word? Well, come on. Let's go to the studio like that. Just like that. And I was like, yo, hold up. And I was on the clock. So I explained to them that I was on the clock and so forth and so on. And then the deep part about it was when I went back to my job, I told my man Mike that I had met Bobby. And he was like, why you ain't going to the studio with him? I said, dude, how could I go in the studio with him? He said, man, you get the opportunity to go in the studio, go. Like that. He's like, I want to see you winning. I want to see you on TV, you know. And Michael White, man, wherever he is, and he supported me wholeheartedly, man. And it was like, so the next thing you know, I end up going to the hotel, you know, because I couldn't go with them to the studio. But I went to the hotel. I met them later on that evening, and then they heard me rhyme, and I was in the company of LL. LL was there. Eric B was there. Red Alert, you know what I'm saying? And I spit for them, and they was like, yo, you dope, you got something. And then Bobby just bust out and said, I'm going to be his producer. Like that, right? So I'm bugging, like, I'm getting hit with all of this at one time. I'm like, what? I'm like, producer, what? You know? So, and then, you know, next thing you know, I went on. And so, like, 2 days later, he told me, so I'm going to the studio in, like, 2 days. I said, all right, bet. I'll be able to go. Then I called my supervisor, my man Mike, and every day that I went in the studio with Bobby, he paid me for the day.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That was real. He would punch my time clock. You know, that's real. And he went so far, I'm going to tell you something deep. He went so far, I ended up going on the road with Bobby for like 3 straight months. And then I was the everything man. I wore many hats. I was the background singer, his valet, you know what I'm saying? Part-time security, you know what I'm saying? And like me and Bob just hit it off like brothers. We just clicked, you know? And like on some Kindred Soul tip, you know? And that's my brother to this day. And, you know, shout out to Bobby Brown. And the thing is, the whole 3 months, though, sis, the whole 3 months that I was on the road, because you know this game is like it's up and down, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm working with him and I'm doing background and all of that, I come back to the real world after, you know, when the tour is over, I'm back on the block.
You said background, like on what songs?
Well, I didn't sing background on the actually, I did do background on his song, King of Stage, but when I was on tour with him, I sung background on Girlfriend. I sung background on all those different songs. The different songs that he had as singles on tour, I sung background, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, this was before with Greg.
Yes, absolutely.
So you basically was a solo artist before you became a duo.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And my solo career was – go ahead.
No. I was trying to figure out, because when I listen to you, like I tell people this all the time, I have an eclectic ear, right? And so I'm influenced by gospel, R&B, and jazz. I hear that in you. When I hear you would phrase certain things, and I've been following you since your inception, especially when you was like, you know, you mentioned 125 and Saint Nick in one of your songs, which my favorite song. Rhyme fast and slow.
Yeah, rhyme slow, rhyme quick.
That's my song. So, the way you phrase, I think jazz, doo-wop, and R&B. Like I'm trying to see what your influences are. Like, what do you listen to?
Man, you know, all of the above, you know, I'm an avid music lover. So I listen to a little bit of everything, sis. You understand me? And a little bit of everything is what makes Smooth B. You know what I'm saying? Like that song, even the song before that I just recently released,
interpolation.
Thank you, Ma. Yeah, and I flipped the hook. It was from Sir Elton John, right? Now, I love Elton John. I love his songs. You know what I'm saying? I got introduced to Elton John as a kid, you know, and the funny part about it with hip-hop was that when I went to the jams and I saw Grandmaster Flash and I saw Kool Herc in the Parks, and then I saw and I got exposed to Afrika Bambaataa. Bambaataa used to play rock songs. He would play Queen. We will rock you. And he play all of those type of records in the jams. So it was really like opening our minds to various styles of music. Plus, I came from like a musical home. Like my mom's was an avid record collector. You know, it was crazy. Like the first time Greg Nice came with me to my mom's house, he was bugging. He was like, dude, you got crates. So I had a few crates. I had like 5 crates of records. And he was like, you got crates in here. I said, I said, that's my mom's collection, B. You know what I'm saying? And then he was like, let's look through them. You know, because Greg started out, he's brilliant. He did mostly all the tracks on the Nice and Smooth albums. He did those beats. And so he was like, yo, man, let's look through these albums and see what you got in here. So we started going through the albums. He was like, nigga, you got mean beats in here. And then we just started constructing, you know, and my pen game is my gift. You know, that's my blessing. So I used to write a lot of Greg's rhymes.
And your boy.
Well, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Now, wait a minute. So now, I'm trying to squeeze you in for the next 15 minutes and try to get as much as I can out of you, because, you know, I've been,
absolutely,
like I said, I've been a fan. You know, I've been mm-hmm. a fan. I've been a musical lover, you know, and all of the people that you named, you know, I know them because having, being the first female host of any music video hip hop show ever on cable, on Paragon Cable, like 85, I started in 85. Daniel.
Oh, you a G with this thing.
Yeah, I've been doing this way before, you know, everybody, you know, just read my book, Hip Hop
right.
Before the Fling, and you'll see. But my mentor
okay.
was Ralph McDaniels, but I was also a
yes.
producer. And I used to do music, you know, with Donald D and Strafe and King
yeah.
Griffin.
Yeah. Wow.
And my family brought Gladys Knight to New York. And they
yeah.
recorded her first hit, Every Beat of My Heart, which I want to do over, but it's just that I'm shy.
Mm.
But getting
right.
back to you, your voice is
mm-hmm.
a rarity.
Yeah.
The only person that I knew that was doing rapping and singing was DJ Hollywood when I used to go to 371 Club. I'm
right.
aging myself. But people don't realize
I'll tell you, that's right.
since day one. You understand what I'm saying? In the Bronx.
Right.
And I know you're from the Bronx,
right?
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Where did you live in the Bronx?
I'm from Finley. Man, I lived everywhere. I was all over that joint. I was on Finley Avenue, Townsend Avenue, Webster Avenue, Marion Avenue. I lived uptown on 233rd. Man, I was all over the Bronx. I lived
wow.
all over that, mama. And it was deep. As I would move, it was like I would find hip-hop. Well, I wasn't in charge of it. My mom's was moving us. When we had to move, it seemed like wherever we went, it was another form of hip-hop. Like I go from Finley Avenue to Townsend Avenue. Then when I get over there, you got the Sparkle Club and the Ecstasy Garage. So I'm exposed
what?
To hip-hop. When,
yes.
when we moved over that way, by 170th over that way, then that's how I got a chance to go to my first jam and see Flash and Kool Herc in the park in Taft Schoolyard. Then from
oh, my
there, when I moved up to yeah, I'm trying to tell you. You already,
my brothers
yeah.
went to Grand Avenue, somewhere over there. It's Grand Avenue, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah. I think Grand or McClellan, one of them joints. It's right there,
yeah.
Right off 170. But the crazy part was, yeah, when I moved up to the North Bronx, that's when I didn't even think, when I moved uptown, you know, it was like, we're moving on up. You know what I'm saying? My family came into some bread. So we went uptown, and I thought, I was by Co-op City, and I'm thinking that it ain't no hip-hop up there. You know, every weekend, I was going back to, like, Mount Eden and all of that, going back to the
Mount
hood, and my mom was like, you got to stay up.
Mount Eden in, like, 170-something?
Yeah, 173rd.
Well,
this is
a small world. But did you ever meet Pumpkin? Yeah. You know, he was my friend. Pumpkin
yeah,
King.
Yeah, I met
of
Pumpkin years
Pumpkin
ago,
Boy.
Yes. Of course.
Okay,
yeah, because when I moved uptown, I was down the block. I was like 10 blocks from Eden Wall Projects. So
oh,
when,
I used to manage
when,
a singer from Eden Wall. You know Melissa.
Come on, stop playing.
Oh, Antoine.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, I know all about the Bronx. You understand, I lived the Bronx and Harlem. That's my stomping ground.
Let me tell you something, sis. While we on Eden Wall Project, I got to shout my man Preacher Earl out. You know, I want to make sure he hears this interview. Big shout out to Preacher Earl, and he was a G, and, you know, that's my man, and he used to be up in Eden Wall and all of that. But, yeah, so go ahead.
Oh,
but the thing was, when I moved uptown, I thought hip-hop was lost. And then one of my boys was like, yo, we going to the jam. And I was like, where? And he's like, Eden Wall Project. I said, it's projects around here? You know what I'm saying? And then the next thing you know, he took me to Eden Wall. And the first time he took me to Eden Wall, I saw Funky Four. That's where I saw Funky Four. And I saw Shot Rock. Yeah, and they was in the park, and it was amazing. Barry B and Breakout.
Double Trouble.
Yeah.
Barry.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, come on. Double Trouble. That's what they was. You know, the original. But Rodney C, that's my dude.
Yeah,
little
man, Rodney C. Shout out to Rodney C. I gotta talk to him, man. I haven't spoke to him. I gotta reach out to him. Shout out to Rodney C. That's my brother.
That's Angie Stone's husband. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yes, they had a daughter, Diamond. Yeah, that's where she got her name from, Rodney Stone.
Wow.
They're not together anymore.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
When she was with the Sequence, remember her, Girl of Pearl and Blondie on Sugar Hill?
Yeah. Absolutely. Shout out to Angie, man. She's one of the best to ever do it.
Yes, she is. Very good singer also. But we could go on and on and on and on. Okay, so wait a minute. But you never told me how you met Greg.
All right. So what happened was, so while I was on the road with Bobby, I met this guy named Lance Romance. Shout out to Lance Romance. And then he told me about Greg, and that's how I met Greg. When we came back off the road, we came off tour, we was in New York, and he was like, I didn't know he lived in the Bronx. And he was like, no, nigga, I live in the Bronx. So he said, he said, yo, man, I want to introduce you to somebody, man. He said, because, you know, I was interested in sampling. And, you know, and then Bobby did everything with a band. So he wanted to produce me, but he wanted to produce me with his band. But I saw that, you know, everybody was sampling.
Let me interject you. I'm sorry I have to keep doing this. Listen, you are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com. Hear no evil. Please call the show and speak to the legendary 453-9097. 516-453-9097. And we also have a caller on here named Guilty, who is a rapper and whose mother used to write for the Fifth Dimension. Say hello to Smooth B.
Hey, Smooth B, this is Gil.
What's up, Gil?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, I wanted to tell you know, I'm 42. You know what I'm saying? I'm 40. I, you know, I'm from Spanish Harlem. I'm from Jefferson Projects.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I wanted to tell you, man, coming up, man, Nice and Smooth. Oh, my God, man. Like, I listened to that tape, you know, back in days with cassettes, until the letters rubbed off tape. Like, I just want to tell you, man, it's an honor, man. Yes. It's beautiful, man, to be able to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? Yo, like, you know, I was a big, big fan, man, coming up. You know, everybody out there, but Nice and Smooth was always, like, you know, in my
yes,
favorites.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
from Harlem. I'm one of the nicest rappers on the face of the planet. I got caught up, you know, having kids and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, family things, nothing negative in my later life, you know, my earlier life. That's another story. But anyway, I kind of like jumping back into my thing right now. And, you know, I don't know, yo. Hopefully we keep in touch through Darlene. I want to send you, like, some music and whatever I'm doing and all that. But, you know, this conversation not for none of that, man. I want to let you know, I love you, man. You came up with me since I was little, man. Y'all already know how them memories go with the songs that you are attached to and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Peace and blessings. Y'all already know,
peace
man.
Peace blessings, God.
And, I'm still here, y'all, 42. You know what I mean?
Blessing is family, man. Yes, sir. The blessing is family.
And you messing with the right one. Darlene is family to me. You know, family, family is family, her brother, her cousins, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all came up, you know, in New York all them years ago, and, like, beautiful woman, man, very intelligent, you know what I'm saying? And, I'm very happy, yo, we had this little conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
thank you,
so
man. I'm glad you reached out, family.
Thank you so much. So you met, let's roll this up. You met Greg. How did you meet Greg?
So the thing was, my man Lance Romance, he invited me over to his crib. He said, come to my crib, and I'm going to introduce you to this dude named Greg Nice. So I said, all right, bet. So when I got there, Greg came over with his brother named June Love. So June Love is my man. Oh, my God, I love that nigga. So at the time, Greg Nice wasn't really interested in rhyming. He was into making beats, and he was doing the human beatboxing, and he was dope, you know. And so June Love was the one that was rapping. So they were a group, and I was still on my solo shit. So once we started talking and playing demos for each other, we got into a rhyme cipher. And I swear I wish
that was an era where we had cameras on phones, you know what I'm saying? Because that rhyme cipher was beautiful. So me and June Love was going back and forth and we was rhyming and Greg was doing the human beatbox and that shit was insane. And then we was like, yeah, we laughing and shit. We drinking 40s and we just laughing. He was like, I was like, yo, man. I said, you got away with words. He was like, you too, man. You incredible, Smoke. I was like, look, man. I said, one day we all going to do a record together. You know what I'm saying? So he said, all right, bet. And then like 3 days later, I went back on the road. Long story short, I went back on the road for 6 more weeks. When I came back, to find out that June Love had got murdered. You know what I'm saying? And now the deep irony of it, was that his name is June Love. He got murdered on Valentine's Day, and he got shot in his heart. What kind of shit is, you know, excuse me, but that's so insane. And so I was like, what the fuck, you know? And so the last note, I try to keep my word. You know, anybody that know me, man, I try to stand on my, you know, I got certain principles that I stand upon. So when I give my word, you know, exactly. And so when I gave my word, I said, yo, man, I said, when I was talking to Greg, I said, yo, listen, the last thing that I said to June was one day we was going to do a record together. I said, you're the only one on this planet Earth that knows June's style, you know, his rhymes. I said, what was the last song that y'all worked on? And he said, this song called Skill Trade. I said, okay, well, we're going to do that song. I said, we're going to put it out, and we're going to press the shit up and go store to store with it, nigga. I said, and if we get, you know, we get picked up or whatever happens, we'll give proceeds to his family. So Greg was like, I bet. And I said, and I want you to keep his style alive. You know, so he was like, well, I don't rap. I said, dude, listen. I said, you know his rhymes. I said, you say what you know, and I'll fill in the blanks. And then that's what we did, and we did Skill Trade. And so that whole style, like, ah, wee, rock for a beat, that type of style, that was originally June Love's style. And so we just built upon it. Yeah, and Greg just took it from there. It was like as if June Love's spirit took over that nigga.
I was going to say, he spoke through him, like, ooh.
Yes, he did. Yes,
amazing.
He did. Yes, he did.
You know what I realized? Yeah. And it's so crazy. Every person that's artistic and come out some kind of way always have somebody that died that never sees fruits of the success.
Yeah.
And including me, like all of my friends that was there with me when I used to dream about having my own TV show and not, you know, and turning down records. Everybody's dead. When I think about Donald D, he's gone.
Yeah.
Starsky. Right. He's gone.
Right.
Greg from Rooftop. He's gone. I'm like, everybody's gone that knew what your dream was. But sometimes the unique creator works in mysterious.
Let me tell you something, Queen. Let me explain something to you. I'm going to add on to that. You know, what happens is that we lose them in a physical sense, but we gain them as spiritual guardians and angels.
Angels.
So now you just have an accumulation. Yeah, you have accumulation of angels on your shoulders. That's all it is, you know. And it's difficult. I mean, I'm actually going through a traumatic loss right now. You understand me?
Oh,
I mean, I lost my wife of 32 years. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Like,
I'm so
nobody
sorry.
Knew. Yeah, you understand what I'm talking about? She got a chance. Yeah, she got a chance to see my first number one. She saw my song before go number one. But, you know, she wasn't here for it to go gold and all of that. So what I'm going through is, like, bittersweet. You know what I'm saying? This shit is so fucking painful, you know, but God is the greatest, and I have to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to make her smile, and she's smiling on me right now. So, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what? I'm, you know, and on that note, I need to play your song before, because I saw the video, and I saw a guy dancing in it and looked so much like you. Is that your son?
My son, Malachi.
No,
he
is you. That is you reincarnated.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Man, that cat is the truth, too, man. He's amazing. That little dude is amazing.
No,
and did you get a chance to see? Huh?
I've seen all three versions. I told you I love your voice. And so when
I saw
the video, I was like, this dude is legendary. And there's no artist out there around 30 years from now. Do you understand what
right.
I'm saying? Like,
you can
hear the lyrics. Your lyrics make
right.
sense. And not to take away from the new jacks, because everybody has to do them. But my thing is that they need to study you guys. They need to study the craft, because there was a standard.
Yo, hold on.
I'm going to play your song right now. I'm getting ready to play
Me Live on Facebook, live in the studio.
We'll be right back.
Well, I guess that's what they call it, the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, moaning like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
When I was young, I had to beat the clock before. I was the first one with boomers on the block before. I've been locked up before. I hit a nigga with a lock and a sock before. I left bitches in shock before. Hustled weed and coke on the block before. Got a penis on the shop before. I smoked a blunt with my nigga Tupac before. Dabble Bond, day one hitter. Call me Smooth B, day one fitter. Fellow to the core, take this shit seriously. Niggas frontin', actin' deliriously. Fuck em, I won't waste no energy. I ain't fuckin' with you if there is no synergy. Stupid, I ain't got time. I'm focused on the bag, you running from your past.
Well, I guess that's what they call it, the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, moaning like lovers, rolling like
some wishing, some hoping, some reaching, barely coping. I dream with my eyes open, I'm a lion, no poking, no provoking. I could come out this cage in a rage, but I'd rather engage on the stage. Growing shit, no extra shenanigans. Cats getting money, but they just like mannequins. Loosen up, playboy, you're too tight. Everybody getting money out here, it's alright. It's a new day, new game, new way to play. You still hate? Nigga, get out the way.
You get money, but you blowing it.
We stay sucker free.
You a clown, you ain't knowing it.
We stay sucker free. She wipe you or she hoeing it.
We stay sucker free.
You was a drug dealer, now you a scammer, you Instagram.
I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, moaning like lovers, rolling like thunder under.
Radio, and I know you got to go. It's 8:34, but I just have to find out what you got going on. You mentioned something about finishing up your album. What's in the plan for the Legendary Smooth B?
Oh, man, just putting in that work, Queen, you know what I'm saying? I got a few artists, you know, and so I'm just working hard, you know, and I just want to give the world some gifts, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's been through a lot in these last 2 years.
Yep.
And I mean, I think that everybody has different gifts, and I'm pretty familiar with mine, so I'm gonna implement them, and you know, and I'm gonna bring some dope people through, and you know, all is not dead, man. People think that the new generation is washed up or whatever. I got some new young blood coming into this game that's gonna make people feel so good. Oh yeah. So that's how that goes.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in, and all of you people live on Facebook. I want to thank you guys for calling in the radio show. And I want to play one more record from Nice and Smooth and take you guys back a little bit.
I bet. Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I'd like to thank my guest, Legendary Smooth B, for calling in the show. I'd like to thank all of you that were holding on, that wanted to speak to him. But unfortunately, we have run out of time. But tune in every day, and you can listen to this show again at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Thank you so much, Smooth B, for calling in. And we're going to keep it touch, and you can always reach out. You can go to literaryladiesbooktour.com. I'm on my book tour, we're going to upload this interview in its entirety on my podcast, The Really Real Talk, which is on anchor.fm, Spotify, Apple TV podcast, so many different platforms. And once I edit everything down, the audio, I'm going to upload it with some pictures or whatever, and we're going to put it on my TV show. So you are definitely going to be seen, and we're going to play Before one more time before we go. And I want to thank all of my listeners out there for calling in, and keep in touch, and thank you so much. I wish you nothing but more success, and keep writing.
Absolutely. Hey, yo, sis, of course. Hey, yo, do me a favor. Play the remix with the Outlaws. All right?
Oh, we don't have the remix here, but we will put that in the next show. Don't worry. We'll edit it in. We'll edit it in. Don't worry.
Sure.
That's hot.
Sure. All right, I got you.
And the Spanish version. I like both versions.
Yeah, come on. Stop playing. Because, look, you don't play the hip-hop junkies and cut my part off, sis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop playing with me.
I didn't cut your part off. had nothing to do with the cutting that part off. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, sis. All right, Beth. God bless you. All right, God peace.
I heard a super bass line. No static, got an automatic. was on 125 in St. Nick, waiting on a cab, standing in the rain, under my heart, every cloud of pain. She got the best of me, what was her destiny? Maybe I should lick her with my 9mm. My mind is in a blur, cause you could never pay me to think this would occur. Me and this girl, Jenny, though, was living together. We were inseparable, no one could sever. At least that's what I thought, but later I broke with a substance, and almost ended up at the Supreme Court. When I was on the road doing shows getting in, she was in my Benz, sitting with a friend. And even when she crashed my whip, I didn't flip. My man Slick Nick said, smooth, you're starting to flip. Time went on, I started noticing weight loss. Then I had to ask her, was she riding a white horse? And so she said no. Then she said yes, I'm sorry, but I keep having visions of snow, I need glow. And I said, whoa, little guy, I'm not DeLorean, Gabino, or Dice. I don't deal coke, and furthermore, you're making me broke. I'll put you in a rehab, and I won't tell your folks. And what do you know? At 18 months, she came home, and I let her back in. And now she's sniffing again. Sometimes I rhyme close, sometimes I rhyme away. Sometimes I rhyme close, sometimes I rhyme away.
Dabble Bonds, day one hitter. Call me Smooth B, day one spitter. thorough to the core, take this shit seriously. Niggas frontin', actin' deliriously. Fuck 'em, I won't waste no energy. I ain't fuckin' with you if there is no synergy. Stupid, I ain't got time. I'm focused on the bag, you running from your past.
Well, I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, boning like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers.
Well, some are broken, some wishing, some hoping,
right.
Some reaching, barely coping,
right.
I dream with my eyes open, I'm a lion, no poking, no provoking,
right.
I could come out this cage in a rage, but I'd rather engage on a stage. Grown shit, no extra shenanigans, cats getting money, but they stiff like mannequins. Loosen up, playboy, you're too tight, everybody getting money out here, it's alright. It's a new day, new game, new way to play, you still hating? Nigga, get out the
you
way.
You get money, but you blowing it.
We stay sucker free.
You a clown, you ain't knowing it.
We stay sucker free.
She wipe you or she hoeing it.
We stay sucker free.
You was a drug dealer, now you a scammer, you Instagrammer.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, boning like lovers, rolling like thunder.
I want to thank my guests for calling in. I just want to thank all of you that's been holding on. Tune in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil to listen to iconic interviews with me, with legends of entertainment, innovative individuals doing great things for society. We give it to you raw, real, and we also respect your business acumen. So if you'd like to advertise on our platform, feel free to reach out to us. Once again, thank you. So my callers, and good night.